Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. I have me tonight, as always, my two co-hosts. I got Aaron Bisa Bailey.
Yeah.
Kelly Redbeard Sparks.
Hot Cheetos fingers.
We are going to review something that I don't think we've ever led with one of these, have we?
No, I don't think we ever led.
I don't think we've ever led with a tequila.
Tequila. Yeah.
We did Cabo with Santiago. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rip. I did forget about that.
He did?
He died.
Yeah, Santiago.
You didn't know that?
I think I heard.
Yeah, we told you that.
We talked about it in the Discord. Like months ago when it happened.
Yeah. Sorry.
Rest in peace, fella. So maybe we toast to him on this one, but this is donated to Kelly. I'm going to let Kelly tell him about it. But it comes from David Knight.
Mm-hmm. He's a patron, right?
He is a patron.
Speaking of patrons.
He's a patron.
We got Jigs from Jigs Music Reviews.
Hold on. He is a patron. He doesn't pay at the tier where he needs his name said, but he is probably one of the most participating fucking patrons we have.
He's got like 42 kids and 78 dogs.
He just got back into eating meat.
I think he probably ate one of his dogs.
But we're saying his name this time because this was donated by him. I'm not real sure he knew he was donating to the podcast, but he is tonight. We appreciate it.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
He donated it to me, and I probably sure he realized that I would probably share it with you guys because I'm going to give this back to him, whatever we don't use.
We got a half a bottle in here right
now. Anyways, we got, obviously, David Knight. We appreciate the donation.
Yes, sir.
Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews. Go check him out. He has a podcast and a YouTube channel where he reviews shit. You can send him something. If you want it reviewed, he will review it for you.
He will also get on the mic and just talk about whatever the fuck he wants to talk about.
Yeah, that's the good thing about podcast.
That's the views part.
Yeah.
It's not all just reviews.
That's usually,
Oh, let's listen.
It's a tight cork.
Boom.
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 So this is...
We got Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Bert Dodge.
I like Bert.
Is that all?
He's a good guy. Yeah, go ahead.
He likes bikes.
He does like bikes.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fan of them.
Yeah.
Mountain bikes.
And
the
froth.
The froth?
Froth.
He's frothy.
Disc... Golf.
Mm.
Frisbee golf. Froth.
No.
They call it something. Disc golf, I guess. I don't know.
How do you get froth?
No, I didn't say froth. Froth.
But you said froth.
I take frisbee, F-R, and then the O-L-F from golf, froth.
Froth.
Froth. That's what I said.
Sounded like you said froth.
No, froth.
Like you're frothy.
Pen? No,
froth. Like
pen? I don't think I got this.
What?
I think she said pan.
Pan.
Pan. Pam. Pan.
Pan. Did you say bomb? Ball?
Brian Stessel.
A ball?
From the Herfcast. He got a podcast called the Herfcast where he fucking smokes cigars and talks about them. He knows a lot about cigars. Hit him up. Follow him on Facebook and Instagram, whatever. Ask fucking questions. He'll probably be able to answer them for you.
The title of his podcast is, of course, The Herfcast, but it says Cigars and Conversation, and it's fucking on point.
Yeah.
He smokes cigars and has conversations.
He doesn't ever have to worry about what the fuck he's going to talk about. Like, we come in here every time, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
Who knows?
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't know what you're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about being vigilantes today.
99% of the time, we're not just...
If we just said, we're going off the rails.
All Saints Day.
Vigilante.
Fucking wing it.
Just whatever the fuck our minds can come up with.
Wing you in your face with a fucking bow and arrow.
But we're going to drink this donation of what?
Casamigos.
Casamigos Tequila.
Huh? Tequila.
Tequila. Casamigo Tequila.
Añejo, which means what?
Asshole.
New Year or year?
Year.
No, it means aged.
Aged.
Correct. Aged.
Añejo
is year.
Añejo is year. Yes.
Añejo.
Añejo.
This is 100% agave azul.
Añejo.
Blue.
Correct. Blue agave.
Blue agave.
Blue cacti.
This is numero 21099.
Does it call itself tequila?
Tequila, yes it is.
Yeah. Tequila. Exclusivo.
So there's a very specific region of which has to be made in, kind of like a bourbon.
Yeah, anywhere other than like mezcal.
Okay.
I think.
There's it's made region. In Jalisco, Mexico.
Jalisco.
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 Jalisco, dude. I'm gonna smell Mexico. It.
That does not smell like tequila. That smells
it does
like.
Smell like tequila.
I don't even have any.
It does. You probably have some. It smells like tequila 100%.
No, not to me. It smells like good vanilla cream.
It smells like good tequila.
Well, maybe that's it.
Better tequila.
It doesn't smell like vanilla cream
shit
to me.
Tequila. Yeah.
You know when you go to like the shaved ice snow cone stand?
No, I never go there.
Well, these people might.
But
when you go there and you get like a blueberry snow cone and then they have that white shit that they'll put on top of it that makes it all creamy, smells like that.
That's jizz.
Which is weird.
Yes, it does.
Does it not? Am I fucking wrong?
But I don't think they put that white shit on everything. Usually I just get it on like a
certain
wedding cake.
Oh,
it has it on there.
Yeah,
well, you can get it on anything if you want it. Just saying it's an option. But I mean, this smells like that.
I wish we'd look at that face. Do it again. Do it again. Look at that face.
That was natural.
Do it again. Look at that face.
It just got me that one time.
That smells really good.
Like you're way off in it too.
Yeah.
Like you get your upper lip in it.
He's gonna sneeze.
It smells good.
If we were,
does it look like it?
It keeps burning my nostrils.
If we were the three Stooges, you would definitely be Curly.
Okay.
I'd be either Larry or Shemp.
Yeah, they did kind of. No, it was Moe. Curly.
Larry,
yeah, Larry Moe, and Curly.
Mm-hmm.
And then if
not a Shrimp.
If Moe wasn't there, you had Shrimp.
No, Moe was always there. Curly left, and then you had Shemp.
Yeah, the big fat one.
Shrimp.
No, the one that Curly was the big fat one. Oh, yes. Shemp had
Moe was the one with the bowl haircut.
Yes.
Larry was the one with the fucking Larry Stein hair. The fucking cul-de-sac.
The Jufro cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they had Shemp, and they had two different Joes.
And Curly.
Joe Dorito and Joe Dorito?
Oh, Shemp. Oh, yeah, Shemp. I forgot about him.
Shemp.
Yeah.
Moe was always there. Larry was always there. It was Curly and Shemp that they would trade in and out.
What about Joe and Joe?
Well, those would be swapped out every once in a while, too.
Curly was traded out for the Joes. I think Curly died.
Nah.
Yes.
Yes. Curly was fucking swapped out with Shemp.
Yes. True.
Right.
Are these their life or the years they were on the show?
Probably their life.
Because he was way older than 22.
Yeah, I just feel like Moe and Larry were always there. So and then they had a rotating characters between the other ones.
Moe and Larry, yes, were always there.
Right.
Yes.
It says right here.
In 1932, Jerome Howard, soon to be universally known as Curly, joined the Three Stooges comedy team. He was replacing his older brother, Shemp.
Shemp was the original. Stooge.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Hmm.
And that was his brother.
Yeah, joining his older brother and frizzly-haired Larry Fine. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
His brother was Moe also.
They were all is a fucking
They're
family
fucking brothers.
They're all Jews anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck the Jews.
Who the fuck
Larry
knew that?
Is not related.
Oh.
Larry Fine. He was still
the most Jewish looking one of all. Wasn't there.
I mean, they're funny. They're funny as shit.
Yeah, man, me and my grandfather used to sit and watch them and just fucking cackle. Like, I mean,
you remember
I was
back
a child,
in the day, Mr. Gaddy's over there where Golden Chick is? You can go in there and they would have that big screen that played Three Stooges all
the
time.
Time.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, we ate there in high school.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's a cool joint.
Man.
I don't know how the fuck we ended up over. Oh, because you were saying if we were Three Stooges, he was shit.
Yes, yes.
You know, or Tyler, Curly. Tyler still Curly. Has Mr. Gaddy's.
Isn't that really?
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah. I don't know if they have a big screen with Three Stooges on it.
They should.
If not, let's set that fucking building on fire.
We're gonna burn it fucking down.
Yep. Like the fucking. We'll start a
riot. In memoriam.
Just stand out in front and pick it. Don't eat here until they bring the Three Stooges back.
This is for shit.
This pizza's ass. ass until his Three Stooges are back. I don't even remember what the pizza tastes like. I don't remember if it was good or not.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
Cardboard.
Remember pizza. Showbiz?
Oh, man. That's
over by old Walmart. They had the... Remember that?
I don't know if they ever took me there.
Showbiz Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I think
they had those animated like bears and shit that would play guitar and drums and shit.
That's, yeah. That's a nationwide thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We don't I think they had one of those in Greenville that I went to one time as a kid.
A regional thing because they had them in Oklahoma. I'll put it that way.
I'm just saying, this fucking tequila smells good. If you handed me this tequila and told me to smell it, I'd be like, why are you giving me some old fucking...
Smells like a fucking
snow
cone. Super
sweet.
Snow cone.
Like I'm going to get sick drinking this bitch drink because it smells amazing. Now, I don't know what the taste is going to be like, but it smells fucking delicious.
I don't mind the flavor of tequila, but I don't understand how people... pour tequila and drink it like we do bourbon. But there's people that do that. They pour just glasses of tequila and sit there and sip it.
That one right there, I could sip. You
can
sip
do it. I could do it. Yes.
Have you sipped it?
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Put that's it not bad in your mouth.
Yeah.
That is very. Yeah. Again, vanilla cream. I mean, it's obviously got that whatever tequila's wang is of that agave, whatever it puts off.
It's a Mexican wang.
He couldn't wait to swallow to get that joke out. He's like, I'm going to risk it.
I still got it in my mouth.
I don't think there's any Mexican named Wayne.
No, it's a Mexican Wayne.
No, they're usually Jose's.
Not named Wayne.
Oh, Wayne?
It's their Wang.
Wang. Yeah. Wang. Yeah, like the.
Like he's talking Wang. About his dick.
Like Zipperheads. Your Wang.
No.
Wang Chung. You know?
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
I saw a thing on Facebook the other day that said, what's one guaranteed way to start a fight? And somebody said, ask them what kung fu is.
Let me show you.
I thought that was on the Whiskey Tribe.
It was on the Whiskey Tribe.
Because nobody knows what kung fu is.
Right.
Like, they don't understand. Whatever.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good shit. I mean, it's like a $45, $50 bottle. I mean,
man.
That's not one that you pour in a shot glass and take shots of.
No. I mean, you can make a badass margarita out of it.
Oh, I bet.
But you could
that
also
is tasty as hell, Terry. You should try that.
You could also take a sip of it and enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I could take a shot of it too and enjoy it.
Does it smell good to you?
I don't want to shoot.
That side don't work. Use the other side.
This motherfucker standing on a broom.
I don't
over spikes.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Yeah. Who's this skinny Ric Flair over here?
OSHA would not
skinny Ric Flair.
That's skinny Ric Flair.
That is.
That's fucking Billy Idol,
that's
man.
That's Nick Blair. Terry half vomited in her mouth.
No, I inhaled.
Oh yeah.
With still some.
You don't. You're not supposed to inhale with tequila.
What is this proof?
80.
I do think it is pretty sweet, and it's not near as bad as like the bourbons I've had with you guys before. But I was just inhaling to get oxygen, and there was still some in my mouth. And so I was not gagging at the fact that it is gross. It's good.
She was just choking on it.
Yeah.
She aspirated.
Yes, she did. That looks dangerous as fuck. He's tippy toeing on top of that broomstick.
Look at the shadows. He's like 4 feet behind it.
Yeah, but still, the whole idea is that he's tippy toeing on top of a broomstick held over ice spikes.
Movie magic. Blow that picture up. I bet he's barely even touching it. Or they're not even. He's not even touching it. He's not touching it.
Tequila always makes my insides hot.
Feet look
tequila
weird.
Makes her clothes fall.
And my face, my cheeks, and my ears get hot.
That's because you're fat.
No, last time we did a tequila, I said the same exact shit. It makes my face and my ears hot.
Maybe it's the agave.
Could be. Maybe you're allergic.
Maybe
I'm
allergic. A little bit.
You might be a little bit allergic. Because your cheeks are red as shit right now.
Are you allergic to agape? I mean agave. Jesus is love.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Cristo.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
We heard from him in a while.
Man, he did a video the other day. He was wearing like a leather vest with like Jesus Christ on the back of it. Mm. I think he spelled it like Christ, like, you know, Christ.
Christ.
That dude's got some mental problems.
Probably.
No, he does.
Probably.
Yeah.
Does he?
I mean, yeah.
Do you know him?
I've never met him.
What's his name?
Jesus Christ, guys.
Jose.
Jesus Cristo.
Mm. Juan.
I'm willing to bet you're not far off.
Dos. Two.
Jose. Or Hosby.
We had a Mexican cat working for us here not too long ago. His name was Ever.
What? Ever?
Ever. E-V-E-R. Oh. Ever.
But V is B, and so, yes.
I know.
No, you asked him. It's Ever. V. Okay. We worked with him up there in Plano.
Okay.
I worked side by side with that dude in the same fucking basket.
There was a kid, little brown kid, used to work at the gym. His name was Eber.
Eber?
Eber. E-B-E-R.
Oh, this guy's Ever. Mm. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, is that short for something? He goes, no. Mm. I was like, so your name is Ever? Like, forever? He goes, no, like Ever. But so we're on the same page. I'm saying it's like the word forever without the first three letters. He's like, no, it's Ever.
Everlast.
I was like, okay, it's Ever.
It's Ever.
I felt like I was saying it wrong, and I felt like he was not saying it correctly. So there was
confusion. He was saying it correctly.
He was, but I didn't think he was.
Yeah.
Like never, ever?
Right, like never, ever?
Ever, 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 ever,
ever, ever, ever. That's what you should have done. You mean like forever? No, like ever. Like forever, ever.
It's always,
I swear to God, why did you miss shit like that? And you should have filmed that, dude.
I should have been right on top like of it.
Post-mortem, when you really want to, like, fuck, should have said this.
Dude, I do it so bad. We're like, hours later, I'm driving down the road,
God!
And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like,
motherfucker,
I should have said that! Shit! Y'all, why can't I be more witty?
Y'all spouting off like that makes me think, earlier I was playing with that fucking piece of shit Damon on
Forever?
The... on the fucking war zone, and he made me fucking, I had to like,
Damon?
Yes, I had to stop playing the fucking game.
Was he
game
still trying to get his chest at the dam?
Yes, to get my breath, because I couldn't focus. I was laughing so fucking hard. We was talking about how in the new war zone, they did the little jump scare, boxes, right?
Yeah.
He said the first few, you got pissed off. But anyways, we're just talking about in general how, you know, you die and you get mad, and you die and you get mad, and you do this, you can't do that, you get mad. And he's like, this game makes me so fucking mad sometimes. He's like, I try to make up new cuss words.
He said that to me, too. He's like, I can't even think of a word bad enough to express the way I fucking feel right now.
He's like, I was saying mother cunt fuckers, you know, it's because he's like, it didn't land right. Oh, he had me fucking crying.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, I saw a meme that said, you just get off work, you turn on the game because you want to relax, and you got some fucking asshole just murdering you. And he's like, I can't even fucking relax.
He said, when I flip off my TV, I can't make my finger hard enough.
All right. I can't flip them off hard enough.
All right. So
today I was playing. Hang on. Today I was playing with him. He goes. I just know these little fuckers that are killing me are those fucking assholes that I would have hated in high school. Just fucking assholes.
So I think between the four of us sitting in this room right now, we might have the technical proficiency to figure out how to record that audio.
Man, I don't know how we would do it through those. Like, we need to get him on the fucking podcast. He's fucking hilarious. He didn't even try to
be come
hilarious.
He'll never come on the podcast.
Never.
Probably
never.
But his just like unscripted,
yes,
hate-filled life.
Yes.
Like, There's got to be something that you can, like, plug into your fucking...
I don't even remember what he said today, but me and him and Mark were playing, and he just fucking went off, and to where he just... And I went...
There's got
to
be... There's
more than once when he went off, I just went, Jesus, Damon, dude, fucking calm down.
Those little shits put all of this shit, plus the gameplay, on fucking YouTube, and they make millions of dollars.
True.
Why aren't y'all fucking doing that?
I just haven't figured it out.
Because Twitch, however you do that...
Yeah,
yeah,
but the whole thing is you got to play with him and just you got to let him know. Number one, we're recording this and we're probably going to use it later.
Let him know it afterwards.
Oh my god, he had me fucking. Just
don't
right
tell
now
him up front. Tell him afterwards, so that way if you tell him up front, he's going to hold back.
Dude, I couldn't get a fucking breath the first time. I was laughing pretty hard right now, but earlier I literally had to take my headphones off and just like compose my fucking self. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So what you should do is just take over a document one day to his house. I'm like, hey. So we're going to start recording and uploading this shit to the social media.
Well, the thing is, he says some shit on there sometimes that the editing is going to have to be very fucking creative.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, now PlayStation, just as of this week with the update. Any and all recording can is being recorded through PlayStation.
No.
Yes. They can use your party chats.
No.
Yes, they can.
No.
I Googled it. Yeah, you can.
No.
Yep, you can. No. Yes, you can.
No. And I can.
PlayStation,
and she can.
PlayStation can record your party chat.
They can if they want, just randomly.
Yes.
Because the post that I read said that what it's for is
game chat. I got it. That's what I thought too. But right. I Googled it, and no, they can join. They can join in and listen to your party chat because you can. Well, I actually don't know if they can even do it now. Back before the update, have you noticed they changed how you set up a party chat now?
Yeah.
Okay. Back before that,
it fucking makes me madder than shit, and she thinks I'm a fucking idiot because she's been doing it the way you're supposed to do it now the whole time.
Well. Back in the day, you could set it up to where it could be up to 16 players in a party chat, right? But if you left it open and not a private chat, anybody could fucking join your chat.
Mm.
And so they wanted to be able to record that because you could offend somebody even if you didn't intend them on being in your party chat.
Gotcha.
But now the way they have it set up is you set it up and say, this, this, and this person is allowed. Done.
See, the way I've always done it, and Kelly's going to get lost on us here, but the way I've always done it is I pulled up the little side menu. Go down and find the person in my friends list and go, okay, I want to start it with this person, right? You send that invite, and then I pull that side thing up again, go down to the next person, do the little chat and party, and it sends them an invite.
No. I would start it. The way it used to be, I would start it, and I would say, I would click private, where nobody else could join. Then I clicked how many members I wanted. Like, so if I knew if I was going to play with four of us,
mm-hmm.
I'd set it up for four, and then I'd send you, her, and Jenny an invite all at one time.
I've never done it that way.
Oh, yeah, just find it all at once.
You can't
Why would you go back
it?
In and do it?
Soon? Well, I think because my party settings are always set to private. Like, it was always going to be private no matter what. Too.
Well, up until recently. Anyways, nobody cares about what we're talking about. But
you might have to just download some software for, like, a...
It's definitely doable.
I
have it right now, like the OBS broadcaster or whatever. That's
PC. We're playing through PlayStation. There's a different scenario. But there's definitely a way because I know Anthony streams Twitch... Through
just to have his audio and we could like play it on here.
And actually, it wasn't Damon, it was Mark I was playing with. And Mark said something, he goes, oh, fuck. He goes, they probably reported me on that one because you know, if they're listening, they're recording it now. So I was like, yeah,
y'all need a fucking YouTube channel.
Well, yeah, maybe,
yeah,
it wouldn't be able to ever go monetized with the fucking cussing.
Sure, it can
with the cussing,
dude. There's all kinds of people cussing all the fucking time. Just
there's certain words,
fuck
you're
this,
have
fuck that, fuck, and fuck they're monetized. Everything, and they're monetized. Yeah.
How do they get away with that? I thought you said you can't cuss if you go monetize.
No, you can. Like, they have different... I'd have to show you on my YouTube studio now.
All right.
But...
Anyways, are we rating this?
If you have another...
I don't know how we're going to. I mean, it's good. I like it. I want you to drink more of it.
If you have enough...
Buy it if you can find it.
If you have enough viewers, people watching, whatever. That's viewers. They'll fucking monetize you because they want that money.
Right.
So... Like if you have 100,000 views every fucking video that you're putting out, and your videos aren't monetized, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?"
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "We need to be making money off of this guy."
So they monetize you whether you want to or not, and you don't have to change shit.
No,
we watch guys like Nick Marks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tim the Tap Man. They all cuss on their videos. It just, the only word I've ever heard them like bleep out is fuck or fucking.
Yeah.
And you could tell they try to like, when they know that's going to be, they during their streams, they try to limit that word as much as possible. And you can tell they're just trying.
It's impossible for me when I'm playing it.
But just be like, fuck me. I mean.
Yeah.
Beep.
It's the funnest game that I hate to play.
Oh, no doubt.
It is the funnest game I hate to play.
Every fucking time I play the game, at one point I yell, I fucking hate this game! I mean, I'm going to keep playing it, but fuck this game. Dude, they're getting that fucking storage town, or no, superstore loot. Fucking. I got to the point where I said, okay, so, no, wait, listen to this bullshit. Yesterday I started playing with Damon. I'm like, hey, all I got left is fucking superstore. I said, hey, you don't have any of yours, because yesterday was the first day he had played the new update. He had none of them. I said, don't fucking open a chest in the superstore.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get it mine first, and then we'll go all across the map getting yours. Yep. He's like, all right, deal. Like, third round, still hadn't got it.
Mm-hmm.
But the third round, we drop in, he walks in, opens the chest, bam, gets it. I'm like, you motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Yep.
You don't care, but it's fucking impossible. I know. It's just fucking impossible to get it, because
he still couldn't have got it.
Yeah. If somebody, no, you can still get it.
If I didn't die.
Well, yeah, that's
you
all
fucking
thing.
Die by the time you come back. They're all fucking open,
right?
So I said, "Fuck it, I'm playing by myself," and that's what I did. I played by myself. I'd land, I'd open a few chests if I got the chance. If mm-hmm. I did, I either land, die immediately, or I'd land, open a few chests, and then die. As soon as I die, fucking lead game, boom, start another game.
That's exactly
I'm
what
like,
I started
I'm not playing
doing.
The whole fucking round just to get this.
That's exactly what I started doing for Superstore, and I got irritated the night before because I needed
sounds
Super.
Like a lot of stress, y'all. Right?
Well, it is, but it's also a lot of fun, dude. It's like a lot of fun.
No what's matter, I mean, I'm seriously, I've only rage quit.
What's the payoff?
I've rage quit one
what's
time.
What's the payoff?
I was seriously, in a round after an hour or so playing with Mark and Jenny one day, and I rage quit. I told them, I said, if the next round goes shit like it's going right now, I'm fucking quitting. And the next round went, and I was fucking, I mean, just
over it.
Getting murdered. And I said, all I said was, all right, guys, I'm out. Power. Didn't even give them a chance to respond. And they text me like 15 minutes later, they finished the round.
I didn't express
me.
It.
They said, did you really leave? And I was like, fuck yeah, I did.
I didn't express it at the time. I mean, I did it in a couple of ways, but I was pretty fucking upset because I've been trying most of the day to clear those fucking things, right? Jump in. Jenny starts playing with us in the evening time. We're still doing the thing. She's like, hey, I'm going to try to get the majority of mine while I'm with y'all because y'all like to do y'all's thing, right? She's with us. We're running around. We all get on the same page. Here, who, what do you have? What do you don't have? So that we're not crossing over each other. They, Jenny and Terry, are like doing their thing, and I'm like flying all the way to the other end of the map because I just keep going to fucking Superstore, keep going to Superstore, keep going to Superstore. I'm getting there late most times, and I'm thinking all I need is one fucking crate to pop and give me the goddamn thing.
Right.
I'm dying, can't. And I finally, we jumped out. I get in the fucking stadium, immediately go up in a helicopter because the path is cutting across the bottom end of the map. Haul ass to the Superstore in a helicopter. Get there. I'm the only motherfucker there. Running around, six boxes in, everybody starts showing up, right? Still running around. Jenny shows up randomly because she died and she dropped back in on me. She's already got Superstore. She was four fucking boxes in there.
Yeah.
I was fucking losing my shit. And I got to thinking about myself. I was like, man, I probably would have got that if Jenny hadn't opened them boxes in there. That was the one. I had six. There was nobody else in there.
I mean, the other day
and I was like being calm and cool and collected about it, but I was also like just fucking irritated. No. But I was like, it's a fucking game, dude. Yeah. There's no reason to ruin friendships over this fucking thing.
No, and today we did that. Mark's like straight up. He said, I don't give a fuck about these chests. He goes, I don't give a fuck about that gun. Yeah. He's like, I don't care if I get in or not. He's
he like, uses the same gun always.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm complete. So I just said, okay, me and Mark, Damon, fucking, we're going to drop the dam every time. Me and Mark will just fucking cover you. Just fucking open chests. And so all me and Mark are doing is running along. We'll find a chest. We'll ping it. He's just running behind us, opening them all up.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
We did that at like five different locations, and Damon got knocked out five, but he still can't get the dam. When I left him today, he still can't get the dam.
He got it with me earlier.
Oh, did he? Okay.
I think he got actually everything except... the dam is the only one he still has left. We went and got his other one that he didn't have. Oh. He still got the dam. And we said, fuck it. He left, and we started doing some multiplayer shit.
So he needed to train today. And we so... Got, me oh, and no, me and Mark and him dropped in on the dropped in on the train. Mark lands, immediately gets killed. I land, and Mark's like, hey, the dude, there's already a dude on there. And I'm like, how the fuck does that even happen? We jumped immediately, went straight there. He's already on the fucking train, landed, opened the chest. Anyway, he jumps up, I kill that dude. And I'm like, all right, Damon, get on. He's like, fuck, I missed the train. He landed his parachute, didn't land on the train, and he's there running behind the train. I was like, you're not going to do it, dude. And so I opened up the map, and I look. I said, there's a vehicle right here. I ping a vehicle. I'm like, get the vehicle, run over here and get it. And so as I ping it, he gets in the vehicle, and he's chasing the fucking train in the vehicle. I'm still riding on the train.
Did he jump the vehicle onto the train?
No, you just got to ride it up beside the train and then jump out and then jump onto the train.
Yeah, you just got to get out in front of it a little bit, yeah.
Anyways, I'm sitting there riding it, and I ping the vehicle, and I see him coming in the vehicle, and all of a sudden, this dude that's just standing in a field beside the train, and I'm like, fuck. He's so like, I start shooting that guy, and I nail him like 900 times, and he goes, pew, pew, twice, and I'm down. I'm like, fuck you, you complete asshole. And then when you die, you get to spectate one of your teammates until you get revived and come back. You got to wait like 15 seconds. So you get to revive, or you get to spectate.
You watch.
You watch
them. Watching
yes.
their game.
And so I see Damon jump out of the vehicle, and he's sitting there just jumping up and down, trying to get on this fucking train, and he can't do it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm yelling, I'm like, get on the fucking train! Get on the fucking train! He's like, I'm trying! Anyways, he finally gets up on the fucking train, and then all I hear is, he's getting fucking tagged. Somebody's already fucking shooting him. He's like, God damn it! And he opens one fucking chest and gets it. And I'm like, oh, we all just got a big old sigh of relief. I'm like, shit, dude. Yeah. That was way too fucking intense for me
right
now.
Man, we need video of all this shit with commentary.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking hilarious.
If y'all could just figure out a way to just put that on YouTube.
I'll look into
just
it this
start
week.
Start doing that.
Out. I've got a Twitch account. As a matter of fact, we, the Bearded Idiots, I believe, have a Twitch account. Because I think when we started this podcast, I went to every platform.
But how are they? Accounts. How do you link your Twitch to your PlayStation to where it's recording just, the video?
Anthony does it. I'll get with him.
Like, you record the screen.
Right, your screen recording. It's not like you have a camera set up looking at the TV. How does it record your... Oh, SharePlay. You got SharePlay?
Yeah.
Fucking do that. Just fucking download it. Yes. That I've done it with my videos. Like my sniper kills, and I've gotten like 700 meter sniper kills. I go into SharePlay right after I do it and hit record it. And it records from the beginning of the time you started playing.
Or if you set your Twitch account up on your PlayStation, it's going to broadcast through Twitch your gameplay. And then your Twitch broadcast, you can probably save that. That's probably how it's done. I don't know. I'll get with Anthony. He knows how to do it.
I mean, 30 minutes. I guarantee you're not a fucker that listens.
I know Mark is enjoying it because he says something to me. He's like, man, I'm glad you are talking about it a little bit. He's like, because I fucking get a kick out of that shit.
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean,
it's
hilarious. I mean,
it's a fun-ass game to play, like, especially when you're killing it. It's super fucking fun.
Is it Call of Duty? What game? Yeah.
Call of Duty Warzone.
Because, I mean, I remember playing Call of Duty when it first came out on PlayStation.
Yeah, that's like the campaign. It's a game.
It was a single, like, first person.
Yeah, that's what this is.
That's it.
But now it's...
But there was no other people running around. It was just you by yourself running around
shooting computer bots.
Yeah,
no,
you're just shooting Nazis.
This is strictly other people in the world playing the game. You're killing real people that's getting pissed off that you killed them. They're in their living room raging that you killed
100
them.
100 people
or
are
rage.
On the map in Plunder, right? 100 or 150? It's 150, I think, in Plunder, 100 in Battle Royale.
I don't know.
But anyways, it's at least 100 plus. Right?
That's pretty much that movie, like, was it Ready Player One?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some overtones
there. Towards.
Yes, exactly.
And I told Ashley, she's like, I just don't get it. Like, how does it not get old to you? And I'm like, sometimes it gets fairly old where I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to drop
the
same spot
again. I'm super
excited
for the new Call of Duty Cold War because it's going to be a new map. There's going to be new places to learn, new things to figure out.
Did you play the beta? Multiplayer?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. But my thing is, when she keeps asking me, does that get old? I'm like, it kind of does just as far as the same going to the same areas every time. But the knowledge of me knowing that I just killed that fucking dude somewhere in his living room, he's just fucking yelling, just gives me joy.
Just raging.
Yes.
Dude, me
it
Jerry.
Gives me fucking joy knowing, especially...
I just ruined that motherfucker's day.
See, the thing is a lot of times if you're not on party chat and you play on the game chat, you're linked up through the server on the game chat. And when you kill them, it gives them like... When you kill them, you hear like 3 seconds of their audio. So you kill them and you hear them go, fuck you, or something like that. Like today, I snapped some dude and all I heard was, ooh. I was like, yeah, I did that.
Me and Terry and Gene was playing a couple of days ago, whatever it was, and we were sitting on that house over in between Super and the storage, right?
Yeah.
We were sitting on that house, and I was fucking on fire. I think I ended up with 17 fucking kills in that round. Best round I've ever had, which is fucking weak compared to some people.
Yeah.
But early on, I killed like this same motherfucker, just kept coming back, and I kept killing him, did it like 5 or 6 times. He finally got me, right?
Yeah.
So they sometimes do that little where you're not really spectating another player. You're just, this guy's like a camera posted on a wall or some shit, and you're seeing the area that you died. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you'll die sometimes, and it won't kick to one of your partner's cameras. This is like
when a team wipe happens.
Yeah, you're like watching like a...
When it's a team wipe, I'm spectating the person that killed me.
Right, but every once in a while, it'll pop up to where it's just like a camera in a corner seeing the area where your death happened.
Yeah.
You're not spectating yours. You're not looking at your killer. Anyways, it happens. That happened, and what I was watching was the guy that finally killed me, one clip after another into my fucking dead body, just fucking clip after clip after clip. And I told him, I was like, oh, he's so mad right now. I wish I could hear his fucking... That dude is so fucking pissed off. He's just like, I don't give a fuck about the rest of this round. I'm wasting all of my ammo right now shooting this fucking guy's dead body. And it made me so fucking happy.
I've done that.
Oh, I've done it myself. I know exactly the mentality
that
dude was in.
I've never done that. Like, I've never gotten that pissed off.
Y'all got some pent-up frustrations.
I do think it's funny to shoot dead people, though, sometimes. Yeah. Like, when I kill somebody, I don't just do it clip after clip, but I've, like the other day, me and Brian were playing, I was like, oh, Brian, watch this. Because I would go up after I killed him, he's laying there, and I just fully auto in his face, and just blood just going, and I'm like, watch that. And he's like, I can't see it. I'm like, oh. So on his end, he couldn't see the blood squirting out. And there's other times I'm like, oh, I've killed somebody. And the way their body just falls and lands in like a weird position. Yes. I'm like, hey, look, and I'll ping it, and they're like, there's nothing there. I'm like, what?
My favorite thing.
My teammates can't see the dead body that I just killed. Right. Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
My favorite thing is just shoot them when they're floating in and watch them bounce off the fucking ground.
Yeah.
When they hit the ground, they bounce.
My favorite thing is when I down somebody and then I do an airstrike. Like they're on top of a building, I do an airstrike and you just see them go, fly through the sky. Yeah.
Part of the reason why you
eat it. You'll make it sound so much fun.
It is very fun.
I told you get a fucking PlayStation. You would love it.
Maybe if I get this job.
Here's the thing.
Get PS5.
I'm definitely going to buy a PS5, which means I'm probably going to have an extra PS4, and if that's the case, we can probably get you in. But
still play it on PS4. So.
The thing where most of the frustration comes is two places. Number one, there are people out there.
Trickle down technology.
There are people out there that are just that fucking good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck. Oh, they give a fuck. People listen to this. Fuck whatever. There are just
people
that
don't play this game are not going to listen to this whole episode.
I don't play this game, and I think it's funny.
Okay. There are people that are just really fucking good with their controller or with their mouse and keyboard, right? They're just very talented people. They've been playing, like Anthony's been playing these type games, these first-person shooters, fucking Fortnite and all that shit for years, and he's really fucking good at it. We played around with Jenny and him and Terry back when Plunder was still four-people quads. Anthony's running around with, no, it's just me and Terry, 23 fucking kills.
Yeah.
Right there by the house next to storage, 23 fucking kills. Now, he died 150 fucking times, but he still got 23 kills. There's people like him that's going to do that they're really good. You run up on them, they fucking put their reticle on you, and you're fucking dead, and it's over. But there's also a fuck ton of cheaters in the goddamn game.
Yeah.
Oh. When you're sitting here, you're running up a fucking stairs in a building, and a bullet comes through a goddamn concrete wall and fucking heads you, and you're like, how did you even fucking know I was, you're cheating.
Yeah.
You're cheating.
Two things of what you just said. My son's 12 years old. That motherfucker's a straight running badass. So we went to Arkansas 2 weeks ago when I got the whiskey from last week.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, while we're sitting there visiting, that guy there has the game also. And it's on Xbox, which we don't have Xbox. My son's like, and my son also plays on mouse and keyboard. But he was like, I'm going to play on controller. He goes, watch, I'm going to get 30 kills. I said, I bet you don't. Motherfucker was at 24 kills and the game froze up on him. I went,
didn't get it.
I remember I took a picture and I sent it. I think I sent it to y'all. Mm-hmm. Right? I took a screenshot of the.
Maybe
I sent it to Jenny and. Jenny and Mark on the 03. Anyways.
On the what?
On the 03 2.0.
You realize you're the only one that is okay with that, right? Me and Damon had a conversation about that today.
Me and Damon had a conversation
about that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point of the song. Anyways, he had 24 kills, and the game froze up, and I laughed. I was like, dude, you were so fucking close. Huck, he's never came that close. And he goes, bet. Watch. Next round, I get 30. I went, okay, deal, bet. And next round came up, and motherfucker got exactly 30 kills. I'm like, wow. You piece of shit.
For you're one, the guy that pisses me
for
off.
For one, you're 12 years old. For two, you play on mouse and keyboard. You're not even used to a controller. For three, you're playing on an Xbox controller. So when you do play on a controller at home, you're playing on a PlayStation controller, which feels completely different. When I played on his Xbox up there, it felt like...
And I'm worried about the PS5. The PS5 controller like jacking off with your left hand. Like an Xbox controller than...
I do that
like
all the time.
Have the pistol grips. It's got like rounded edges.
On PlayStation 5?
The PS5 controller, I don't know that I'm going to like it.
Anyways, and then on your to follow up with your cheater thing, you know how when you first start, you go into the warm-up round or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I got killed. I got sniped, which most times on warm-up round, I don't do shit anyways. I'm playing on my phone or something like that.
Yeah, I usually just pop the fucking parachute and float in.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm standing there.
I know what you were just pointing at, the T-shirt.
Right there.
Nice. Anyways, so I'm just standing there, right? And I hear myself get killed through my headset. So I look up at the screen, and I get to spectate the guy that killed me. And all he's doing is standing in a circle, standing up and spinning in a circle, just with a sniper rifle.
Oh.
And he's just going, he spins, and then it automatically just stops, spins, yep. And he's hit headshotting all these motherfuckers. I was like, he's a fucking hacker.
Yeah.
A fucking what is the point of playing a game if you're a fucking... You got aimbot.
So Nick Merckx...
It's locking on automatically and killing these fuckers.
Nick Merckx played around. He went into fucking duos. When he starts his stream, like the first hour of his stream, whatever, he goes into Battle Royale duos and just lets random motherfuckers end up playing with him, right? Some people figure out it's him. Some people don't. This cat did, right? But Nick also early on, like they landed at the fucking superstore and homeboy was just fucking headshot after headshot after headshot wrecking shop, right? And Nick's kind of looking at his monitor where he was like, some fucky shit's going on with this cat that I'm playing with. Anyways, the guy ends up admitting to it. He's like, yeah, I'm a fucking hacker. He's like, I play on PC.
Oh, yeah, I watch that.
And I turn on aimbot, I turn on this, I turn on that. He's like, but I do it at certain points, but he's like...
Wait a minute. Did he have, like, communication with him on his headset? Where you could
hear
him?
They were talking.
Okay.
Not the one where the guy was like giving thumbs up.
I watched another one. He was like, hey, if you're a hacker, jump up and down right now. He would jump up and down. I'm like, how do you get away with this?
This one straight up was in the round with Nick, and they had comms with, and they were talking about it. He asked me, he's like, why do you fucking cheat, man? He's like, it's a fucking bummer when you're a guy like me that's out here just trying to be good. You know, and he said, I was just like you. He said, I played this game for 6 months, fucking fell in love with it. And then it got to the point to where every lobby I was in, there was two or three fucking hackers. He's like, so if I want to play the game and have a chance to win, I've got to cheat a little bit. Otherwise, you're never going to win a fucking round. Unless you just get super fucking lucky.
But people do. Aiden's won two or three battle royales.
Right. And there's other people out there that's got 40 fucking wins, and it's because they're fucking cheaters. Right. So he's like, I decided to, you can't beat them, join them. He's like, I want to play the game. I want the game to be fun to me. It's not fun. You gotta understand, these most of the cheaters are in battle royale. When we run into them in plunder, I think what they're doing is they're figuring out how to use their cheats in plunder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I've ran across VR, maybe two. I've been playing the game for 6 months now. I've maybe come across two hackers in plunder because I'm like, they don't give a fuck about plunder.
I've run into two.
The deal is to win battle royale. They don't give a fuck about plunder.
I've run into two for fucking sure. One, I know he was fucking cheating because when I was, like I said, I was running up a set of stairs. There's no way he can see me in there, right? Even if he has a heartbeat monitor, he doesn't know which side of the wall and all that shit I'm on. I pop out, instantaneous fucking headshot from over here where he shouldn't have been able to get me, right? Okay, so that made me suspicious. And then it jumps back to his thing, and I'm watching his reticle, and he's following me up the stairs through the wall. So I know on his screen he's seeing a little red box watching me come up the fucking stairs. I'm like, okay, he's fucking cheating. The other one was is I got shot through a fucking wall.
Yeah.
Just straight up, I was hiding, and homeboy just straight up sniped me through what came across two of the storage town things and ended up fucking killing me. So I go, okay, obviously that cat's cheating. But you don't run into it as much as in plunder as you do if you play Battle Royale.
No. And the other thing is that they're not cheaters, but I'm just like, what you said, what Nick was basically saying was, why do you even play this game? Like, when you're trying to actually get good at this game, why do you even play this game? I feel the same way about not even cheaters, but if you carry a fucking riot shield or a rocket launcher,
fuck you,
or a fucking automatic shotgun, your mama's a whore. Why? Because you're a no-talent asshat. Why are you playing the game if you don't want to get better? Like, if you carry a riot shield, you carry it in front of you like this, and I can shoot you all day, and it doesn't kill you.
Oh, doesn't do anything.
So I'm like, but why? Or if you carry a rocket launcher, and you walk into a room the size of this, and rocket launching me, I'm like, for fucking what? Shoot me with your gun.
Well,
I'm playing the game with a regular gun, trying to get better, and I'm decent at the game, but I have no competition with my automatic rifle against a fucking rocket launcher.
The rocket launcher
8 feet away. 8 feet away.
The rocket launcher I don't mind so much because, I mean, a grenade and a fucking C4 bag and all that's going to do pretty much the same thing. And I carry those. I usually carry a flashbang and a fucking proximity mine, but
that's what I carry.
The point is the shotguns and all that stuff, the thing that I don't like about, and it's probably fucking petty, the guys that drop the riot shield and just like walk right towards you and there's not a whole lot you can do, unless you got C4 or a fucking grenade to get behind him.
Thermites eat him up.
Okay, but I don't carry thermites, right? And I got a proximity mine. If I throw it down, all you got to do is just like not go by it.
Right.
Those don't irritate me near as much as the ones that just carry the riot shield as a fucking turtle shell.
On their back.
You can't shoot them from behind at all.
Yeah.
That's just smart.
I mean, it is smart, but it's fucking irritating.
It's not. Smart. It's like, no.
No, it is smart because that's what I would do in battle.
Exactly. Right. In real life, but in the game, I mean, like, for what? Like, I mean, if
can't you shoot him in the head?
You don't have enough
top
talent.
Of the head from behind?
No.
Because the way the riot shield lands, the only way you can get him is shoot him in their legs.
If they're running,
whole thing about that is there's almost no damage on the legs.
I mean,
if they're running away, you can't get a headshot on them. If they're coming towards you and it's in front of them, you can't get a shot, period, on them.
No, they squat down and they're basically fucking impervious to all your bullets.
Yeah, you go down to a crouch and you walk and it covers your whole body.
Yeah.
And they can walk up to you. They can walk straight up to you, and they hit you with it, and it kills you.
Yeah.
Like after three hits, bow, 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 you're done.
You talk about getting some rage.
So you have to run from them, and as soon as you turn to run, they drop the shield behind them, and shoot you from behind.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it's just fucking. That's why I get so pissed off. I'm like, you have no talent. Why are you playing this game? Like,
I don't even give a fuck if you got talent.
Get good.
Right. Get good.
GUD. Good.
Good. It's my favorite game to hate and love at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. There's a white guy, a black guy, an Asian guy, a gay guy, and a straight guy, and people who upvote skeleton memes.
They're all the same.
They're all the same except the people who upvote skeleton memes.
I think I said it on a podcast before about when Damon first started playing. We were playing one day. He goes, do you ever just like get antsy at work and like, fuck, I gotta get off so I can go play this game? And I'm like, I did at first because I was so addicted to it. I said, it's not near that bad.
I don't really get so much antsy about getting home, getting ready to play. But what I do find myself doing is like yesterday I was driving home, right? Just driving down the road, and way off in the distance there was a helicopter, and I was like, oh, I bet you I could get that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that, and I've taken pictures. There's a fucking tower over in Spring Hill that's red and white, and I'm like, oh shit, I took a picture of it. Up there. And then I have a stop that I stop at. It's a chemical company, but it's a square container,
yeah.
big 4-foot
a Connex box. No, okay, oh, that's your cube. Yeah, I got you.
And it's got like metal bands on it crossed over, and I was like, fucking money drop. Loadout drops.
Terry saw a money drop and pointed out to you the other day. It was like some bushes that was covered in like the supposed to be like spider webs or whatever.
It was right out here.
Pointed out to who?
To you. Oh yeah, when we were coming over here the other week to do the podcast. She's like, did you want to do the fucking cash drop box when you pulled up just now? Yeah, you don't remember that.
You don't remember.
What the fuck are we talking about? Was I in the truck with y'all?
No, you were here getting out of your truck.
Then how did she say that to me?
Because she was here.
He came from the other.
Where was direction. It at though?
Right outside, where we park our trucks when we come to the podcast. The neighbor over there, their bushes have fucking like the scary, spooky.
Okay, spider web. Yes, I got yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember now.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't remember. He just saying he is.
Welcome to the show.
So we can move on.
Wet brain.
Mm-hmm.
I do vaguely remember that though.
But I see things like that all the time in life. We were working at the job site, right? And it's a building, obviously, that we're constructing. And there's no windows in it, but there's window openings in portions of it. And I was driving along across the job site. I looked there, and there was a guy up there doing some work, right? But I could see him through the window. I was like, oh, bitch, I'm finna get your ass.
Pew, pew, pew.
You finna go down, son. You can't just stand in a window like that.
And that's the bad thing about right now is they did the Halloween mode to where they did night mode.
Oh!
So everything is at night right now on the map. But it's a full moon to where you can still see, but it's very hard to see.
They do a really good job.
My eyes are way too bad at this, by the way. If your name doesn't pop above your head, I don't fucking see you.
Listen, tip number one, turn off all the lights in your house.
Yeah, I know.
Gets way better.
I know. I'll
tip number two.
Turn up all the...
The brightness on your TV. Doesn't work.
Tip number three, switch to a NVG scope.
Nope, try that too.
Go ahead.
Where was it going with this?
When you're in a building that's lit up.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And when you come out of the building, your eyes don't have to adjust. The game automatically does it for you. Like... It does this thing like as soon as you step out the building, everything out there is just fucking pitch black, and then over a few seconds it fades back into light for you.
But that's where I was going at. That's where I was going with this. Usually, I can, which people hate, camp. Call it camping. When you sit in one spot and just wait for people to come by and shoot them.
Yeah.
They call it camping.
That's what I do.
They don't want you to do that. They want you to go push them. Like they want you to like.
It's kind of hard to camp in this game. The people that created this map is pretty good. Like, if you think you're in a little hidey hole, there's a window right here. Or there's a door over there.
I
don't consider it camping.
I go inside a building, and I bust out the window, and I stand in that window. And when people run through a field or I see somebody on top of another building, I fucking snipe them from that window.
Yeah.
But anyways, the thing is right now it's dark outside because it's for Halloween mode right now for the next 2 weeks. So it's just like in real life. If you're outside in the dark and somebody is inside with a light on, you can fucking see right inside there. So you can't fucking sit there. Normally, you can sit in a building in a window you're not very visible. But at night, when you look into a lit up room, they're like, oh, he's fucking standing out like a sore thumb.
Oh yeah, you stand out like a fucking sore thumb.
You can't hide in the building right now.
Terry, pull up Tim the Tap Man on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and pull up Tim the Tap Man and go to his. It's him fucking raging, and this dude reminds me so much of Damon. But today,
you sent it to us.
Me and Damon.
To all our listeners, if y'all aren't enjoying this, I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
This is one of our passions that we have gotten addicted to. We love the fucking game. That's all we do.
Me and Damon.
Curtis plays more than anybody I know. Every fucking time I sign on, your name is on there. I'm like.
I mean, I'm logged into my PlayStation a lot, and probably the game's just running.
I don't know, man.
I play a lot.
All the time.
The dude's got 2.5 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Dude, he fucking rages.
Y'all could be there already.
Dude, just go to his channel. I'll show you the one.
He's got 1,000 videos.
Yeah. So anyways, but me and Damon was playing today. We went into multiplayer, and we ended up at a fucking...
Writing's not that. He's got a shitty fucking beard.
Yeah. We were doing the... Where you collect the dog tags. Was it kill confirm. Yeah. Doing kill confirm. But we ended up at the fucking TV station, And there was a glitch in the game because we were playing in daytime. And as soon as we walked in, me, I told Damon, I said, it's so fucking bright in here.
All right, dude.
Right. It's fucking daylight outside. I can't see shit.
Y'all have sold y'all selves short.
Probably.
9 hours ago, he has a video.
Yeah, 297,000
views. 297,000
views. Yeah, go back to that, Terry. I want to tell you the one. Go down to popular uploads. Ah, oh, fuck. We may have to pause. Let me find it.
You know what I haven't done since they did the Halloween thing? Multiplayer. Do they have night multiplayer?
Yeah. Like the fucking, what I was just talking about.
All the maps are in
night. All of it. Except, we played multiple rounds, and that was just the one. It was a glitch when we were at the TV station.
Rage right there.
There it is. That's the one. You got to listen to this fucking guy just get fucking pissed off.
Is that the one you sent us?
Yeah.
Where his wife comes in, he's like, oh, shit, I just woke up my son.
Yes. He's like, I just raged so fucking hard.
This one?
Yes. This reminds me so much of Damon.
Howdy, YouTube. It's good to see you. Another day, another video. Did my power just go out? Oh, wait. Did my computer go to sleep?
He's a Cowboys fan, and I'm for that.
Thank you for clicking on another video. I appreciate your support as always, all right? And if you're, my rage. Yeah. What we got for you here.
This is a compilation of his best rages.
Compilation.
Where he gets pissed off at the game.
Comment down below what you guys enjoy the most. Do you like the rage compilation? Do you like the gulag one specifically?
So he's got a
Do
separate
you like
video.
The highlights over the mm-hmm. months?
That's just a compilation of all the different times.
Interest and curiosity on the YouTube audience side. Enjoy the video. Drop a like on it. Tell your friends about it. Appreciate you. Take it easy.
He might be my favorite.
I'm
going
to wait to see if you guys won the gulag.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
You also have a buggy to your right.
No, I know that buggy's got a...
We're both fucking hip-firing like... And he's winning! Why? Why? We're both doing the same fucking thing! The same fucking thing! But for some reason, I am losing the...
He'll go, I'm about to pass out. I'm about to pass out from getting himself so fucking worked up.
And hopefully him watching some of this gameplay, he's going to be like, holy shit, that is a good
that's
game.
That's why I wanted to bring it up a little bit.
I mean,
that was just the gulag. That's where you go when you die.
I played it when it first came out. The original Call of Duty.
Imagine how badass the graphics are now.
I enjoyed the fuck out of it back then.
Here he goes.
Well, imagine killing real people. Other players.
Yeah.
On the game. Not real people.
Let's not imagine that.
Well, just so you know.
I just had a mental slip. And my wife is calling me. Give me 1 second. I just raged so hard that I woke my son up and my wife just called me.
I popped the UAV, Sim. FYI, I don't know. Check.
Oh my god, there's so many everywhere.
Dude!
Yeah.
Dude!
Tim, what's wrong?
I don't know why it's so...
I'm lagging, bro! What?
Oh, it's internet's lagging?
Oh, Lord.
I scared my son, dude.
Oh, no.
Bro, hang on, dude.
Oh, no.
All right, skip ahead about...
Brew, come here.
Just use the right directional keys and do it like 3 times.
Wait, did you just...
There you go.
So if I ever do get in on this,
is he dead?
Just pause it real quick, Terry. If I ever do get in on this, it'll be 6 months after I actually started practicing. Like I'm gonna get a PlayStation 5.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna start playing.
Don't do it right off the bat.
Yeah,
I'm 6 months in and I'm decent.
Like, I'm gonna practice.
I average
10
kills.
I'm gonna get murked for like 6 fucking months and just practice and watch videos.
Yeah. I remember when
There's
I first
started. There's only one way to get it is to get it and go.
Hey guys, I just got this PlayStation 5.
Dude, Damon's 2-3 months in right now, and he 2 months, and he averages 1 to 3 kills.
I mean, I've got latent I've got skills that I got from a long time ago.
Yeah, you packed them in back
there. They're laying dormant.
Yeah.
So.
Now play. We can kind of talk over him.
I've got dormant skills.
Yeah, just press space bar. There we go.
He's teabagging him.
Yeah, he is. And then he kills him. But wait.
Trash can.
He caught him a trash can.
I can't see fucking anything because of this fence. I have to get out of here. I'm getting the car. Is he in the building? I see him.
He might be in the building. He was one shot. He had no armor. I have
five
armor scraps out. There you go.
There it is. There it is.
Just teabagging him.
And just unloading his fucking... Look at him.
He's doing it on a PC, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing on a PC.
I'm going to eliminate all of them.
They are still on this building. They lack friends.
Listen, you guys win this game, you see him.
He's on the...
Yeah, shh, 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 shh. Are you fucking...
I thought that was Tom.
I thought that was fucking Tom!
He gets so mad!
Fucking over it. You've got to be fucking kidding me, bro! I am staring at that fucking roof! Since NOM! I'm looking up there! Randomly!
He said I've been looking at that roof since NOM!
He said I'm gonna pass out!
He gets so mad, but hold on, you can stop it now, Terry. That's just that's enough to give him an idea. When I'm playing with Damon, as long as Carol is not in the house,
yeah, that's what it
it's
is.
My
right there.
Favorite fucking thing is when he starts getting shot. He's not even dying yet. Somebody just starts, oh god,
find a way to add something to your headphones so you can record from your headphones.
That's what we need, and we need
to hear that.
Let's record like fucking 2 months worth of playing with him before we say, hey, we've been recording you for 2 months and we are going to release this. Yes. I need you to say okay.
Hashtag stay ready.
Actually, you don't have to say okay. I notified it's you that you had been recorded.
It's a two-party state. Like
I just notified you that you were had been recorded and I'm going to
that's
release
all
this.
That's all it is.
You don't have to have approval. You just have to say, you have to notify them that they were recorded.
Whenever we make $25 this month, we'll give you
three.
Eight of it.
Oh, generous.
Yeah. He said generous.
Well, depending on how many people are playing.
Here's how you get away with it, man. With Damon, his no attention paying ass, as soon as you fucking start the party, like, hey, man, I'm recording this. And then just keep fucking moving on.
Hey,
but the thing is, we have to really watch what we say.
Shit gets out of hand on there sometimes. Like, we start cussing what's probably a fucking 9-year-old. And if they're hearing our death comms,
who's
they're hearing
going,
you fucking cut hole piece of shit, fuck your mother.
And they're like, hey, hey, and I'm like, I'm going to come fuck your mom.
Oh, speaking of which, did I send y'all that fucking meme?
Yeah. Meme? No. Did I send you the TikTok? Oh, I meant to send you the TikTok. Where he's like, he walks in, and it's like, he starts dating this mom. He walks in, and there's a kid playing PlayStation. He's like, hey, what's up, champ? And the kid kind of looks at him, where he's like, oh, you don't like champ? He goes, what about King Slayer 497? And the kid goes, I haven't been called that for years. And the old grown guy goes, yeah, about 10 years ago when you shot me and I told you I was going to fuck your mom. Well, here I am.
Yes.
That's pretty hilarious.
I'll look into it and see if there's a way for us to record some of those sessions.
No, there's got to be. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's millions of people doing this. That dude just did it.
Yeah. And he makes... All right. So just to give you an idea. All right. I get about 11-ish thousand views a month. I make about $46.
A month.
All right.
For 11,000 views every 28 days.
Oh, dude. We could capitalize on Damon.
Dude,
absolutely.
We'll give him $3 a month.
The whole thing is we just have to let our fucking rage go, too.
He had almost half a million views in nine fucking hours.
Yeah. Imagine what he's making.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he's got sponsors.
You make $46 per 11,000?
Yes.
Hold on.
And he had 297,000 in 9 hours.
Yes.
Let's just see.
Terry's going to do some mathematics. Yes. Calculator.
Let's just assume 297 is it for every video.
No, for 9 hours.
No.
Well, she's going to say she's going to round it to 300,000 views.
Just go back to his page. Just go back to his page and find a video that's 28 days old.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And then take that and use that as the average.
So you want to go to the actual uploads?
Go to the videos.
Yeah, videos.
9 months ago, he has 2.6 million.
Yeah.
So scroll down to where it says 28 or 30 days.
Some are going to be
two
off.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Right
there.
4 weeks ago. That's
404,000.
Half a million views.
450,000.
Yeah. So let's average.
400.
Yeah, 400,000.
400,000.
Is that
40,000?
No. You just did 28. What is 28?
28 days.
No.
Oh.
Kelly's getting $46 for 11,000 views.
Okay, so hold up.
So let's just by 11,000.
Yeah.
So roughly 004 cents.
4 cents per view.
Four cents per view.
Okay. Times.
So do 4 cents times 400,000.
Yes.
Times 28.
28 doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't. That's a month.
No.
I understand.
Times.
Because he puts out one video.
He puts out a video every day, so it compounds.
Yeah, okay, so but we just want to find out for one video.
Right. For one video, how much do you make?
400,000.
Yes. 44.
He makes $16,000 every video he makes.
Per video.
And he's doing...
That can't be right. No, she did 0.04. And the average is 0.004.
Oh
yeah, true.
Oh yeah.
It's a fourth
of a penny.
Fourth of a cent.
Yes.
400,000.
Equals
$1,600 per video
times 28.
And he does a video every day.
Yes. So he makes around $40,000.
He's making
45 grand a month.
Round it down. He's making 40 grand a month.
Roughly. 40 grand a month doing nothing but screaming while playing Call of Duty.
Damon, that does not include money bag right now.
That does not include. Okay. First off,
the thing is, we're not going to have video of Damon. First off, we're just going to hear his audio.
You don't need video of him.
First off,
just have video of y'all selves.
First off, Tim the Tatman is good. He's not as good as many people, but he's pretty fucking good. People go to his channel for two reasons. He's a good gameplay.
Yeah, we're not going to advertise that. We're going to advertise rage videos.
Hilarity.
The second part is he's fucking hilarious when he fucking loses his shit. But he's also hilarious just in general. Even when he's having a good time, he cracks fucking jokes and his fucking streams are hilarious to watch.
Just like when he killed that guy, he was like, trash can.
Have you never listened to the Bearded
Idiot? Oh, I agree. But we ain't as good as them.
I mean, fuck them.
Like, this dude runs and hangs with some of the top players. In their gameplay.
He's been doing it for a minute. That's probably what
he's been doing. Also, that's the other thing. He's been doing it for
like the last 7-8 years.
Right. But I don't know that we couldn't potentially monetize.
PP.
Fucking TBI. Fucking Modern Warzone. Or Modern Warfare, whatever the fuck it is.
TBI, Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Well, did y'all enjoy that hour of fucking talking about Call of Duty?
I can't believe we fucking talked about Call of Duty for an hour.
Well, also, we were going to talk about All Saints Day, and we were going to talk about
fucking
vigilante massacres.
Well, this is what we would do if we were fucking vigilantes running around just shooting motherfuckers.
This pretty much is it. It's All Saints Day, motherfucker.
Yeah. Halloween's right around the corner. Hope you fucking do that safely. You're going to get your candy at the end of a stick.
Halloween already happened.
Oh.
Is it already passed?
I guess. I don't know.
What is the day before this posting?
Hopefully you didn't get any fucking
Halloween's
razor
blades. Halloween was on Saturday?
It was yesterday. Fucking yesterday.
I fucking missed it. My kids are going to be so pissed.
Let's talk about the after show. Let's talk about our childhood horrors of Halloween.
Yosemite Sam. FYI.
Nice.
When? Cool. Oh.
Yesterday.
Yes.
You said when.
Yeah, you did. I saw you.
I'm about to piss on myself.
I got wet brain. Bye.
No, we got... Did we do all the other
Bye.
Stuff?
Oh,
we
didn't fucking...
Go to thebeardstarter.com. Use code word bearded. Send them out. Save 15% on all your fucking purchases. That'll get you there.
Discord. Yes. We got a Discord. There's a link for it on our website. Mm-hmm. BeardedIdiots.com is our website.
You can also go there and visit the swag shop.
I'm missing some.
Did we already do the Patreon?
Patreon.com. /BeardedIdiots. Go over there. For as little as a dollar, you can support us. It really does help us run this bitch. I think I already named all the patrons. We're good. Bye.
All
right.